483-0220.
We are there in your community. Small business owners, mechanics, police officers, homemakers. And we are there serving our nation in the Air Force Reserve. When medical emergencies arise, we meet the challenge. In cybersecurity, protecting and defending in cyberspace. When natural disasters happen, we are there in space. As a strong part of the nation's defense, we are there in the community and we are there for our nation. We share a vision to make a difference, united and focused, taking pride in being there in service of our country. We are Reserve Citizen Airmen, and we are there with over 180 different jobs to serve your country. Air Force Reserve.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveNVWaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Always good to have Tommy White on. Business manager, Laborers Union, Local 872. Also always good when we can have the former President Donald J. Trump. He spoke yesterday in D.C. To the America First Agenda Summit. And he, boy, I tell you, did he go after Adam Schiff? Woo! It was scorched earth policy, folks. This was the former president going after Adam Schiff yesterday in D.C.
I said this the other day. He knew Russia was a hoax. Him, Hillary Clinton, the DNC, the Democrats. And he stood pompously before microphones. His head, as you know, I feel, is shaped like a watermelon. He's quite an unattractive man. Now, see, they'll get me in trouble for that, Kellyanne, because by saying he's unattractive, they'll say, that's a horrible thing to say. But he said slightly worse about me. But think of this. He knows it's a hoax. He goes, not a stupid person, an evil person, a sick person, in my opinion, but he goes before these same microphones, and he said, President Donald Trump's son, Don Jr., will go to prison for what he's done with Russia. What kind of a man would say that my son, or put yourself in my son's position, that he's going to prison on something that he doesn't even know about, and that Adam Schiff knows is a hoax and a fairy tale and was made up? And the New York Times, Brett Stevens, did a piece on it the other day. They admit now that it was a totally made up hoax. He's saying my son should go to prison, and he knows it was a hoax. What kind of a human being can do that? Only a sick, evil, very bad human being. And now I have the same people there, the same people, other than Cheney, who's the worst, and crying Adam Kinzinger. I watched him today. He's, oh, I mean, these people are just, you know, but the same basic people are now going on this. And it's so unfair when you see what happened to BLM, when you see what happened to Antifa, when you see what happened to all of the killing, all of the killings that took place all over the country, and then what you see what they're doing to people that in some cases didn't even enter the building, and you see the way they're being tortured and handled so horribly, when you see Kamala Harris getting people out on bail that burned down buildings and killed people and getting them out on bail. And you can't even get many of these people out on bail. What a sad thing. And something's going to have to happen because people are not going to take it much longer. There's two sets of justice, and we don't have to go into it, but nobody's ever seen what's happening today in our country.
That's the former president, Donald J. Trump, in our nation's capital yesterday. This hour of Live and Local brought to you in part by New Hope Tax Defense. If you've gotten that dreaded registered letter from the IRS stating that you owe the government tens of thousands of dollars in back taxes, call New Hope Tax Defense. They're great people. They really honestly are. Here's the number, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Make that call right now. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. We are loaded with guests, with all kinds of opinion and controversy in our state. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And with the help of the traffic cams, I get a bird's eye view of what's happening on area freeways right now. Look out for a crash. It's on the Southern Beltway, 215 eastbound. That's at the 15 interchange. Several vehicles there on the right shoulder. Also, a stranded vehicle that's near the right lane. It's on the shoulder, but still approach with caution. 15 northbound at Blue Diamond. A little bit of congestion there entering the downtown Spaghetti Bowl. Interstate 15 northbound at Charleston, southbound 15 at Russell, and lane restrictions on Interstate 515 that's westbound at Eastern Avenue.
Famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions.
Chad Pinder hit his second Grand Slam in 2 weeks. Frankie Montas pitched five innings in what could be his final outing with Oakland, and the A's held off the Astros 5-3 Tuesday night. Tony Kemp had an RBI double. Steven Piscotty doubled twice for the A's, who have won five of their last six. Shohei Ohtani and Max Stassi both went deep as the Angels shut out the Royals 6-0. Jose Suarez scattered three hits over 5 1/3. In 10 innings, the Padres beat the Tigers 6-4. Jorge Alfaro capped San Diego's three-run 10th with a two-run single. In Phoenix, the Diamondbacks beat the Giants 7-3. Christian Walker hit a three-run homer off Carlos Rodon. San Francisco's lost six in a row. The Nationals beat the Dodgers 8-3. LA blew a 3-2 lead in the eighth. Then the Nats sealed the win with a four-run top of the ninth.
I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Most of summer without breaking the bank. So I shopped Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. With my 25% off coupon, I headed to the store and got shorts for $14.99, plus an extra 50% off a swimsuit, 40% off patio furniture, and $20 off as a Kohl's Rewards member. More style and more savings for the win. Flex styles, $20 off of $100 valid in store only. 25% offer ends July 31st in store only. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This is a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup sound experiment. We're looking to find the perfect way to hear Reese's so you'll buy more of them. Here we go. Reese's. 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 Reese's.
Reese's. Hey, get out of here, you little stinker.
Reese's.
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 Peanut Butter Cups.
That breathy one sounded very creepy, am I right?
NFL training camps are opening around the country. That means sports bars will be filling up, and they are a passionate crowd. That's just one reason why I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing. He confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. The folks at Quality Hearing Aids fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. I can't believe what I've been missing out on. And the hearing aids themselves are so small, close friends and family, they don't even know I'm wearing them. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on all this world has to offer, call my friends Steve Romeo and Matt Lingman at Quality Hearing Aids. Even if you were tested 3 or 4 years ago, you won't believe the advancement in the technology. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, we had another example just in the last 24 or 48 hours of how Democrats are hell-bent on taking your weapons, taking your guns. I don't think there's any doubt, and not that I ever had a doubt, because I know they've been coming after them for a long, long time. Did you see Thomas Massie? If you don't know who Thomas Massie is, he is a Republican congressman from Kentucky, and was on with Laura Ingraham last night. This is cut five, by the way, cut number five. Thomas Massie on with Laura Ingraham. That the Democrats are hell-bent on taking your guns. Here is Exhibit A.
Now, those most interested in further regulating and grabbing your guns are constantly revealing how little they actually know about firearms. Now, take Rhode Island Rep. David Cicilline.
But this stabilizing brace, which is depicted here, when attached here, it turns this weapon into an automatic weapon. It becomes a bump stock.
He just described the arm brace, which is used by people who have a handicap to help fire a pistol. He just described it as a bump stock. They have no idea what they're trying to ban. Like, if they could use Wikipedia or a picture or something here really quickly to understand that what she's offering has nothing to do with the bump stock.
Joining me now is Congressman Tom Massie, the man you just saw explaining the basics of a gun structure to that Democratic representative. Congressman, have they figured out yet what they're trying to ban, other than saying weapons of war, which is a tedious phrase?
They have such zeal to ban everything that they don't even know what their bill bans. And my colleague, Rep. Michelle Fischbach, she offered a very simple amendment to say, I just want to make sure you're not banning this device that's used by disabled people to fire a pistol. And that's when they said it was a machine gun. Look, this is a trend. We could laugh more at their ignorance, but here's the problem, Laura. Their ignorance causes them to write bills that will cover law-abiding citizens. They wrote a bill a couple weeks ago and passed it to cover gun traffickers, but I pointed out to them it would cover victims of domestic violence if they merely borrowed a gun from their neighbor. In this same bill that they passed last week that Cicilline was talking about, they're trying to ban bump stocks, but they've written it in such a way it'll cover a mechanism that lightens the trigger pull. Like, just makes your gun easier to fire. And time again, they're over-legislating, I would say, because of their ignorance. So I'm torn. Do you educate them, or do you just let them flop around? The problem is, when they flop around, they ban everything.
Well, tonight on NBC, Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, Congressman, issued a warning. Watch this.
These very cheap devices that can be made at home that can transform a semi-automatic rifle or a semi-automatic pistol into
a weapon. You just saw a demonstration of
that. That's right.
For a few cents, a semi-automatic weapon became a machine gun, essentially.
Exactly.
Your response, they're coming for the guns, no doubt about it.
Well, you saw there, they're going to make the argument that if a cheap thing can convert a semi-automatic into a fully automatic, then they got to ban all semi-automatics, and that's what they want to do. They're calling these weapons of war, Laura. So I offered an amendment that said, well, let's make sure we don't give weapons of war to the Department of Education and to the USDA. What possible use could they have for those in their missions? And the Democrats argued that the Department of Education needs what they're calling weapons of war. Of course, they're not weapons of war, but that's the way they want to you know, vilify common gun owners.
They're coming after all of us. Our freedoms, our rights are being usurped. I don't think there's any question about it. We'll talk more about this. I'm also going to open up our phone lines to those of you who are gun owners. I really want to find out from you if you now recognize how serious this challenge is. Here's the number, by the way, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We'll get to your calls coming up on the other side. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic. American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
I'm Wayne Allen Root from my favorite boutique hotel in Las Vegas, Ahern Hotel, located on Sahara just west of the famous Vegas Strip. Ahern is the place for conservatives and conservative events in Vegas. In the past 18 months, I've spoken at 26 conservative events, and 23 of them were at Ahern. It's Wayne Root's home base in Las Vegas. Ahern is a modern boutique hotel with 200 well-appointed hotel rooms and two floors of meeting events and conference space. The Ahern Hotel is perfect for mixers, banquets, reunions, weddings, and receptions from intimate to extravagant. In fact, you can buy out the entire hotel. That's right. For one flat rate, you and your guests will have access to all the hotel has to offer, including suites, restaurants, and the Ahern Live Theater. Wondering where to hold your next event? Book the Ahern Event Center or one of their conference or entertainment spaces. For a limited time, if you tell them Wayne sent you, you'll get 20% off. Book now at 725-214-4950. 725-214-4950 or visit ahernhotel.com. And remember to tell them Wayne Root sent you.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
More lawyer, less fee.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been hurt in a crash, let me get to work for you.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything.
But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Tell you what, let's do. Let's go to your phone calls. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. That was a great example. Thomas Massey, the congressman from Kentucky, a Republican, exposing what is clearly an agenda on the part of Democrats to take our guns away. All of them. If they have to do it incrementally, they'll do it incrementally. But this going after weapons of war has an ominous sound to it. It really honestly does. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's go to Carl. Clinical Carl, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kevin. As far as the, hope you're doing well. As far as the guns go, I happen to have a 9mm Glock handgun for my home protection, which I find sufficient. I don't need a weapon that can fire hundreds of rounds of ammunition in 2 minutes unless a whole army attacks my my residence, which I don't think is going to happen. The thing about it I don't understand, really, is I hear these some pea-brain people calling it, well, look at England. They don't have many guns at all, the people there. I happen to have lived there for a while. They're stabbing people with knives. Well, if you have little children in a school, Kevin, would you rather have somebody break into your child's school with a knife or with a gun that can fire hundreds of rounds of ammunition?
But yet we don't ban knives, do we?
Well, there's no reason to ban knives. They can't kill 50 people in a room.
But
like
if they can kill one or two or three or five or ten, isn't that a good reason to ban knives?
They can't even kill that many. If you come in, somebody breaks into a schoolroom with a knife and kills one, the rest are going to run all over every direction and out. It's not spraying hundreds of rounds of ammunition. That's a ridiculous thing. It won't work. I mean, to me, there's no need for weapons that can actually fire hundreds of rounds of ammunition in a minute or two, unless you're actually at war, to be honest with you. There's no reason for it. A handgun is fine. I see nothing wrong with it. Nobody's coming after to take all your guns away. I think everybody should have guns. But there are certain guns, I think, that are completely unnecessary for home protection and for whatever. And they're dangerous to the public. Look at all these mass shootings. What have been used in all the mass shootings? Not a handgun, but a gun that shoots hundreds and hundreds of rounds of ammunition in minutes. I mean, that's what's going on, and it's going to keep going on.
Well, I'll tell you what, I happen to believe, and Carl, I'm glad you called, and I thank you. I honestly believe that what people on the left are trying to do is incrementally, not all at once, but incrementally, take your weapons.
I don't think anybody wants to take your weapons. No, they're not going to. What, people are going to knock on your door and come in and take your guns away?
They want to register them.
It's against the Constitution.
They want to know where they are.
Well, guns should be. Well, you don't think guns should be registered? Or who buys a gun should be checked out, whether you're mentally ill or you're a criminal or whatever? There should be some kind of a way to check on who's buying these guns, whether you have the mental facility to own one. I mean, my God, you know. There are some people that have hundreds of semi-automatic weapons. Well, what do they need hundreds of semi-automatic weapons for? Or even 10? Or even 20?
Hey, Carl. Carl, I got to run. I'm glad you are a gun owner. That makes me feel safer. It does. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Let's go to Matt. Matt, you're next, and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call.
What's up, Matt?
I want to just say that guy is why the state of Nevada is turning purple and blue. Your last caller, register. Who needs to know what I have? If I'm not breaking the law and it's my right to do it, who needs to know I have it? I can have 100. I can have 1,000. It's my right. And the people that view it through Carl's prism of viewership are why our rights are deteriorating. Is he's allowing the government, and he's relenting. It's unfair that they would write this way, and it's, I guess, it's maddening that there's people in our society that view it through the way Carl does, and I'm ashamed, and no, I'm not happy he's a gun owner. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate the call. Tell you what, let's do. Let's go to John. I want to see if I can squeeze John in before the break. Hey, John, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead. What do you think?
Hey, this is quick. Thank you. I moved from Los Angeles. My brother had an AK-47. I thought he was kind of crazy, but he was cool. He had 30-round clips. You know, one day, four guys broke into our house. There was about 60 bullet holes in our walls. My brother took care of every one of them sons of a gun. So one of them got shot, and he got shot in the ankle. The other three took off, but there were so many shots fired. I am grateful that he had the rounds to handle these four creeps. I mean, we could have been really harmed. These guys had pistols and knives. And I just want to share that with some of the people out there. There's no one's business, like the man said before, how much you got. Because it's a different time now. There's some people coming into your houses sometimes. That's why we moved out of Los Angeles. But I want to share that with you.
I'm glad you did, John. Thanks, man. John makes a great point. You know, we always talk about the bad guys with guns and the good guys with guns. You know, if we tell people, if we tell the government what we have, we are telling everybody. The good guys and the bad guys are going to know what we have. And that's wrong. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Wasteful, reckless Washington, D.C. spending is killing us with inflation and sky-high prices on groceries and gas. Senator Catherine Cortez Masto voted to allow hundreds of millions of dollars of COVID relief funds to be squandered on a fancy luxury resort in Florida, a New Jersey soccer stadium, a ski area in Iowa. Now Senator Cortez Masto supports a liberal plan to spend trillions more, crushing us with even higher inflation. Call Senator Cortez Masto at 202-224-3542 and tell her to start voting against reckless spending. Oppose the Senate Liberals' wasteful reconciliation package and stop this out-of-control Washington spending that leads to more inflation and higher costs. Nevada families today need cheaper gas and food, not frivolous luxuries in other states. Paid for by One Nation. www.onenationamerica.org.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from one of my favorite restaurants on the planet, Osaka Japanese Bistro. Osaka was the first Japanese restaurant in Vegas, established in 1967 and selected 20 times as the winner of the Best of Las Vegas Award. If you haven't experienced Osaka's amazing, delicious cooking yet, now is the time. They're open for lunch and dinner, including their famous sushi bar and Teppan Grill. Osaka has two locations, in Henderson on Eastern Avenue and in Las Vegas on West Sahara, or visit them online at lasvegas-sushi.com.
Attention men and women between the ages of 18 and 65. If you suffer from excessive hair loss, thinning, or balding, write down this important phone number, 702-623-9040. The Doctors of Hair Clinic has medical experts to determine the cause of your hair loss and provide the best solution to help you restore your hair and confidence. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved technologies, Doctors of Hair can regrow or restore your areas of hair loss. Offering cool laser therapy, neograft hair transplant, and platelet-rich plasma, Doctors of Hair will find the right solution for you. No drugs, no linear scarring, no regrets. Call today at 702-623-9040 and let the compassionate medical experts evaluate you with a free consultation. A natural head of hair is just a phone call away. Call Doctors of Hair at 702-623-9040. That's 702-623-9040 or visit doctorsofhair.com. Doctors of Hair, your experts in hair restoration.
You know what we care about the most here at Jeep Only? We care about our customers. We want our customers to have the best experience of their lives. 2022 Jeep Grand Cherokees for $499. I mean, that's crazy, right? $499 a month? And we have so many used cars, forget about it. So when you go to Jeep Only at 5255 West Sahara Avenue, you know what you're going to say? Hey, Timur sent me. I want my deal.